This is audio on interview with an Agathan royal. This 1995 interview with Sharla Dux, spokesman for Agathans who live under Mount Shasta, answers many questions we have about this below-ground civilization. By Joanna Cherry. Princess Sharla Dux is a woman known to me for many years. Her message is amazing, yet simple. She is from Toulouse, a Lemurian city beneath Mount Shasta. She has come to the surface to begin sharing her culture with ours, so that we might mutually benefit and become one whole civilization. Several times over the years I have known her, I have heard Sharla speak. I have listened very carefully, never have I heard her contradict herself on the information, which to our ears is complex. She is unassuming, she has a good sense of humor, and gives a lot of love to those around her. She feels like an old and wise being. In 1995, with Sharla's permission, I combined information from two tapes she recorded about Toulouse with my memory of her answers to questions I and others have asked her. I gave it the form of an interview. She has approved it in its entirety. J.C., Sharla, why was Toulouse built? S.D. 25,000 years ago, there were two major civilizations of Earth. One was based in the continent of Lemuria, or Mu, which included the area of much of the Pacific Ocean, the western United States, and parts of Asia. The other was Atlantis, over much of what is now the Atlantic Ocean and parts of Africa and Europe. There was a disagreement between these two civilizations concerning the social and political evolution of the rest of the human race. Lemuria wanted the less advanced civilizations of Earth to remain free, and Atlantis wanted to govern or control them. A lengthy war broke out between the two. These wars became so severe, they even included thermonuclear warheads, that karmic energies were set in motion that would eventually sink both continents. J.C., you used thermonuclear warheads? Is there any evidence of this that we can see today? S.D., yes, the Gobi Desert and the Sahara Desert, to name just two. After the war, many of the Melchizedek priests and priestesses of Lemuria saw into the future, and foretold the sinking of the continent. They began to look for a place to move. They settled on Mount Shasta in the eastern part of Lemuria, a great mountain already considered sacred, and which they understood would be safe in the coming cataclysm. They decided to build underground, partly because of the shocks Earth would sustain from the sinking of two continents, and partly because the original atmospheric mantle of Earth had gone, subjecting life on the surface to harmful ultraviolet rays. In deciding where to build their city, they came upon a great domed cavern within Mount Shasta, several square miles in area and hundreds of feet high. This became the top level of Toulouse. J.C., why was it named Toulouse? S.D., the whole southwestern United States was then called Toulouse, which means union with spirit, so that name was chosen for the city. Four levels were built under the top level, five levels in all, and the city was built to house up to 2 million people. J.C., how many people live in Toulouse now? S.D., 1.5 million. But it began with only 25,000 people, who moved into Toulouse 100 years before Lemuria sank. Very few others survived the earthquakes, tidal waves and volcanic activity that accompanied the sinking. J.C., when was this? S.D., about 12,000 years ago. J.C., what about the Atlanteans? Did they build an underground city also? S.D., yes, under the Mato Grosso Plateau of Brazil. J.C., are there any other subterranean cities? S.D., yes. In fact, there is a whole group of subterranean cities called the Agatha Network. The Lemurians petitioned the Agatha Network to become a member. But as the people of the Agatha cities are wise and non-violent, Lemuria had to convince Agatha that it had learned from its mistakes and would embark upon a course, or peace. This was done. J.C., how many cities are in the Agatha Network? S.D., 120. J.C., where exactly under Mount Shasta is Toulouse? S.D., the domed cavern is over most of the base of Mount Shasta, and the top of the dome is about halfway up the mountain. The fifth, lowest level is about a mile beneath ground level. Each level is several square miles. JC, what are on the different levels of Toulouse? SD, the top level under the dome is the main part of the city. Most people live there, most commerce takes place there, and that's where our public buildings are. It's the heart and soul of Toulouse. Directly in the center is the temple. We are a temple society, built to hold 10,000 people. It is white and pyramid-shaped, with a capstone made of livingstone, a substance from Venus. It looks crystalline, and emanates all the rays of the color spectrum. The temple is dedicated to the Order of Melchizedek, a cosmic priesthood of our universe, dedicated to embodying the light plan given to us by the higher levels of the Godhead. On the top level are also our council buildings and our record buildings. We have records of Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, other past Earth civilizations, even civilizations of other planets. There is a building that manages the communications within Toulouse, between Toulouse and the other subterranean cities of Agartha, and places off-planet. It also monitors radio and TV from the surface. JC, what about entertainment? Do you have fun in Toulouse? SD. Indeed we do. We have pleasure places for sports, plays, films, music, and dancing. We have a place a lot like the holodeck in Star Trek, where you create virtual reality for yourself and any adventure you want, climb a mountain, swim a river, go back in history, etc. JC, wow. SD, we also have a building that houses multi-tracking, amino-based computers. These computers are alive. They operate on the Christ mind and therefore cannot be corrupted. They can read the records of the past, they can read your past lives if you wish and even show them to you, they can read your aura or the health of your body and tell you what you need. They can play your soul note, which helps you to meditate clearly, and they can communicate with you on a soul level. They can communicate across galaxies. They help train the Christ mind in people, and we depend on them quite a bit. JC, what a wonderful thing. SD, on the second level we have classes, manufacturing of clothes and furniture and other things, and more people living. On the third level are our hydroponic gardens, where we grow all our food. We've been vegetarian for over 12,000 years, and we live on vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, soybeans, etc. Our crops grow in water, some minerals are added, but there's no fertilizer and no soil depletion. Our crops grow much faster than on the surface, and we're able to feed 1.5 million people from just a few square miles of land, and give enough variety for eating to be pleasurable. JC, do any of your supplies come from the surface? SD, no, we trade with the other Agartha cities. The fourth level is half hydroponic gardens, part manufacturing and part nature. The fifth level is our nature level. People come here to relax. We've created lakes and grown tall trees, there's a park atmosphere. Animals live there, some of which no longer exist on the surface, such as the saber-toothed tiger, the mastodon and the dodo bird. We were able to save them and bring them down to Toulouse. JC, do you keep them in zoos? SD, no, people and animals get along peacefully in Toulouse. We've trained the carnivores to eat vegetarian food, and gradually they've lost their aggression. So literally, here the lion is lying down with the lamb. And you can actually play with a big cat, carefully. JC, how can you live under the earth? Do you have light? SD, yes, we have a process in which stones with a high crystalline content are fused with an electromagnetic force field of energy. This causes the crystalline matrix of the stone to create a polarity that allows the stone to pull in invisible rays and re-emit them as visible, full-spectrum light. The stone becomes like a small sun, for about 500,000 years. We dim them at night to stay on the same 24-hour day as you have on the surface. JC, what about her? How do you get enough oxygen? SD, we've created an ecosystem. We get our oxygen from the plants and trees that grow here, though some vents do go to the surface. Water in some areas moves at high speeds, circulating air and negative ions. This is so effective, we have less and less dependence on air vents, And this is good because even the air around Mount Shasta is becoming more polluted. JC, how do you get around Interlos? SD, we do a lot of walking, but there are three ways we can travel more quickly. One is something based on crystalline technology and looks just like a basket. You get in, and the basket is guided by your mind. You lift up into the air and float to your destination. This is used for travel around the city. The second method is an electromagnetic sled that looks like a snowmobile, also used within the city. We can get from Mount Shasta to Mount Lassen, an extension of Tullos, about 50 miles away, within a few minutes. The third way is electromagnetic trains that travel at thousands of miles per hour through tubes, never touching the sides. These are similar to your subway trains, and are how we travel to the other subterranean cities around the planet. JC, do you build your tubes like we build our subway tunnels? SD, no. We created the tubes with a boring machine that melts rock and earth to white-hot incandescence and then cools it again instantly, forming a diamond-hard, watertight substance that is also elastic enough to move with an earthquake, like rubber. We build walls the same way, and there are even subterranean cities under ocean water that have been built this way. We are preparing to bring this technology to the surface when the time is right. JC, Sharila, could you be the Bonnie One Northerites of in Mount Shasta, home of the ancient? SD, yes, I am that one. In those days I used a name to fit more easily with your society. But when I came to the surface to stay for a time, I wanted to use my real name. JC, are there others from Tullos up here with us? SD, yes, people from all subterranean cities have merged with life on the surface, to benefit both civilizations. Some of them are well known. JC, how does a Tullosian come to the surface? SD, there are three ways. There are entrances on Mount Shasta, with holographic screening devices to make them invisible from the outside. If somebody wants to enjoy the stars or wander a bit on the mountain, he'll use these. The second way is to take a tube, such as to Los Angeles or another subterranean city of the Agartha network. And finally, you can take a scout ship, one of the smaller spaceships we have. JC, so some of those ships we see are yours? SD, yes, we call them the Silver Fleet. Along with the scout ships, we have three large mother ships. When the mother ships come out, the mountain opens physically. We don't want to scare people, so we've invented machines to create a cloud cover. You call them cloud ships. JC, could one of us from the surface go down into Tullos? SD, in Tullos there is no judgment of others, and we have telepathy between minds. Most people on the surface have judgment thoughts, and these are physically painful to a Tullosian. Some are invited to go down, mostly students of spiritual masters. As the world changes into greater light and love, our two societies will come together. This will be a long-awaited and joyous time. JC, when do you think that might be? SD, we don't know yet, when there is enough readiness in people on the surface. JC, would you describe a typical life in Tullos, from birth? SD, well, when a woman first realizes she's pregnant, she goes to a temple room where she's given lots of loving support and surrounded with beautiful pictures and music. She sees her baby as beautiful and perfect. This love and perfection go right into its cells. Wonderful building blocks. Both parents talk to the child with great love, sing to it, etc. so it really knows it is loved and wanted. Pregnancy lasts only 3 months. JC, 3 months. But how does the baby survive? SD, that's all a baby needs in the womb, it's born quite healthy and strong. JC, what a difference. SD, when the baby is ready to be born, the mother goes to a birthing section of the temple, where she's assisted by a birthing priestess. The birth is underwater, painless, which is best for both the mother and the baby. JC, why is that a good way? SD, as birth usually is on the surface, the baby's umbilical cord is cut long before it is ready or able to breathe easily and naturally. Often it is struck in order to start its breathing, so its first breath is taken in pain and fear. This leads to people shutting down their breath during life, being half alive, and to diseases such as emphysema and other lung problems. When a baby is born in Toulouse, it slides right into warm water. It feels right at home. It continues to be connected to the mother by the umbilical cord for perhaps half an hour, while it floats around and rests from the birth process, being loved and welcomed by its parents. Finally, it starts to breathe fully on its own. Only then is the cord painlessly cut with a laser. For the next 2 years, the father stays home to help with this crucial time of the child's life. It's vital that both father and mother, female and male, are present for a child to be fully balanced. Each child is given 12 sets of godparents, most often with children of their own. It spends time with all these families, and begins to feel like all the world is family. This discourages cliques from forming, and rigidifies family patterns. Education begins at 3 years, and it's based on the intelligence of the child, not its ignorance. Meditation is taught, reading, dance, sports, math, acting, abstract concepts, playwriting. The kids are taught to think for themselves, and work things out. In a play and learn concept, they learn self-expression without violence. Beginning at age 5, astral projection is taught, so that children can travel out of body and learn many things. They visit records of the past and view history for themselves, they visit the surface and even other planets. They learn that angels are real, and develop the faith to manifest from the unseen to the seen. They become wise and strong in themselves, there's no victimhood. We call the teenage years the years of temporary insanity. Kids join with others of their age under the supervision of wise and loving adults. They create plays, they might run wild in the lower caverns for a few days, scream and holler and let out their energy positively. They grow into whole adults, no alcoholism or other addictions. JC, is there any insanity on Toulouse? SD, none. JC, any crime? SD, number JC, how about poverty? SD, no, everyone is what they need and want. JC, what is a typical home like? SD, homes are based on sacred geometries, mostly spheres. Our public buildings look a lot like those of ancient Greece. JC, do you have electricity and appliances like we do? SD, we've developed machinery to tap energy from the ethers, so we don't need electricity. Some appliances are similar to yours, but more advanced. We even have a replicator, as on your TV show Star Trek, but most of the time people like to cook for themselves. JC, is your food anything like a surface vegetarian's? SD, very similar. We've stolen some of your ideas, we love pizza. Also chocolate. JC, do you have pets in Toulouse? SD, yes, just like you. JC, how tall are Toulousians, on average? SD, about a foot taller than surface folks. JC, and what's the average life span? SD, there's no aging in Toulouse. We are genetically exactly the same as you, but we know we do not age, so we don't. There are a few American Indians in Toulouse, and they're hundreds of years or more old now. JC, how old are you? SD, 269. Most Toulousians are between a few hundred and a few thousand years old. One man has been in his body for 30,000 years. We jokingly nicknamed him Longest. JC, so you're a youngster. What about dating? Do you get a girl who's 25 dating a guy who's 2,000? SD, often. Laughs. JC, is there any death in Toulouse? SD, yes, but it's rare. Sometimes a person dies in an accident. Pets do die. JC, what happens when someone is ready to leave Toulouse? SD, a large portion of people ascend, take their body into light and move into a lighter dimension. Others may not be ready to ascend, so they learn how to leave their body, and then dematerialize it. JC, how does a society work where people just stay around? SD, when people know they're going to live as long as they want to, and even stay young as long as they like, there comes a completely different feeling about life than you have on the surface. There's not that you're only young once kind of wildness that happens a lot in your society, with reckless behavior and maybe even drugs or alcohol. Also, since you live for hundreds or thousands of years, you make sure you're taking care of the environment. You're more responsible. The most wonderful thing about living without aging or dying is that you get to do all the things you want to do. Up here, just about the time someone gets enough wisdom and knowledge to start really living, he's grown too old to do much with it. JC, how is Tlos governed? SD, we have a council of 12 plus 1. The 12 who head the temple are 6 men and 6 women, mostly ascended masters, people of high wisdom who stay balanced in any situation. They always set the good of the many above their own personal good, by following what God wants. JC, what is the plus 1? SD, the one is either the high priest and priestess, or the king and queen of Tlos. The order of Melchizedek always balances male and female, which is vital to spiritual enlightenment. JC, who are the high priest and priestess? SD, they are working partners. The high priest is Adama, an ascended master working directly under Archangel Michael. He is a Blu-ray master, assisting humanity with ascension. The high priestess is Terra Ra. She teaches the students in the temple and is much loved by them. She also is an ascended master. JC, and the king and queen of Tlos? SD, they are Ra and Rana Mu. This lineage is unbroken for over 30,000 years. Though royalty is inherited, it doesn't pass automatically to the oldest son or daughter. The king and queen decide which of their children or grandchildren is most capable of the job. That one then goes through full temple training and becomes a Melchizedek priest or priestess. JC, you are called princess. Does that have anything to do with this lineage? SD, yes, I'm a daughter of Ra and Rana Mu. JC, who makes the governing decisions? SD, the Council of 12. When it makes a decision, the king and queen can back it, or they may request a change. If there is an unresolved question, the high priest and priestess have the final word. Below the main council of 12 are lower councils of 12 which handle any local disputes. Individual problems or arguments are handled by an arbitrator, a priest or priestess who has access to the Akashic records of the past. JC, why is this helpful? SD, because often disputes come forward from previous incarnations. When a decision is made, each person understands it is best for all concerned, and the matter is closed. JC, do you have money on Tlos? SD, no, we have a non-monetary basis of exchange. JC, how does this work? SD, the government owns everything, but isn't responsible for controlling anything. It makes sure, for instance, that food gets to the distribution outlets. When you need something, food, clothes, furniture, art, books, etc., you simply go to a distribution center and pick it up. JC, if people don't need to work for money on Tlos, how does everything get done? SD, each person chooses what he wants to do. Say he decides to work in the hydroponic gardens, he sets his own hours, and lets his foreman know when he'll be there. And he does show up, because he knows everyone's well-being depends upon his doing his part. Some people's gifts are art, massage, etc. People have plenty of time to meditate, play, rest, go to the temple for training, and grow spiritually. JC, what about the jobs nobody wants to do, like collecting the garbage? SD, we all take turns doing community service, even Council of 12 members. There is no one better than, and no one less than. So we might give 4 hours a month to collect and dematerialize the garbage, weed the gardens, pick up animal droppings, etc. We're doing it with others so it becomes fun, we sing and have a good time. JC, you actually dematerialize garbage? SD, yes. JC, could we ever use that skill on the surface? JC, do people get married on Tlos? SD, yes, we have two kinds of marriages, bond marriage and sacred marriage. When two people feel they really have something together, they care for each other and want to see where it's going, they go to a priest or priestess and commit to a bond marriage. Sometimes these last for hundreds of years, but are usually shorter. Bond marriage partners don't have children. If the marriage doesn't work, they simply go again to the priest or priestess and it is dissolved, no stigma, no disharmony. When a bond marriage becomes very deep and lasting, the two may choose a sacred marriage. This might happen after 200 years together, or 2 months. They have a beautiful, large wedding. All of our children come from sacred marriages. JC, why did you choose to marry a man from the surface level of Earth? SD, he is my twin flame, the masculine half of my soul. He chose to incarnate on the surface level to help fulfill our work together, that of merging our two societies into one. JC, are any of these master abilities practiced by at least some Telosians? 1. Travel by thought, leaving no form behind, or 2. Manifestation from the ether? SD, people who have gone through temple training do learn these things eventually, when they are ready. JC, Sharila, thank you for coming up to be with us and help merge our two societies. How long do you think you will stay on the surface? SD, that is up to spirit. From 1995, Joanna Cherry. You are most welcome and encouraged to share this article with others, as long as you credit the source. Thank you. End of interview. But it is also remark that Lobsang Rampa wrote about visiting this underground level of Earth, in the 60s, in his books, for example in, Title, As It Was. In that book he first writes more about his early childhood in Potala in Tibet and how the very wise astrologs there made a very precise predictions of his life. That exactly told of his further, later life. Prediction of his further life erode. The book also described different incidents where he was told and educated on different themes from the old wise lamas in Tibet. Book is online as text or MP3. From page 68 in that book, he writes about the giants, which also many other sources describes, among many others the Bible, in the books of Moses. Those are also explained in many physical UFO contacts to higher developed civilizations. The Era civilization who Eduard Meir had contacts to, told about the big people who colonized this Earth as cosmic refugees from wars in the star system of Lyra. Later their similar big brothers from that system and from the Pleiades, came back here for further developing the civilization here, after repeated wars and natural disasters had laid their own world in dust. But those giants also made their entrance here through what is later known as the process known of walk-ins.